a watch list. I don't know if I was put on this terrorist watch list for somebody else's benefit, but this in New York State, everybody knew about this game, this watch list. Everybody knew something I did not know, and definitely were not trying to tell me. While everybody knew something that I did not know and definitely were not trying to tell me, as I'm sitting back trying to get some help, nobody will help me. So from day one, you know, I thought something was wrong. But when you look to somebody for help, somebody, nobody's helping. They're all just sitting back, smiling, laughing, having a good old time. Now I know that I was being sexually exploited. So here I am focused on being illegally evicted. I'm focused on trying to get some help for being illegally evicted. I filed a complaint with the housing authority. I filed a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights. I tried to petition their local government, but united they stand, divided they try to make me fall. And these watch lists are meant to break a person down. The idea is to try to get a person to commit suicide, get them to have a nervous breakdown, get them to become incarcerated, get them to have a mental health disorder. All while everybody plays along trying to do this against one person, while the one person has been exploited. So I try to move. Once again, I'm being illegally evicted. I try to reach out for help. I try to contact the housing authority. I try to contact the Office of Civil Rights. But nothing that I'm doing is getting through. Somebody is intercepting my wireless communications. I didn't know that at the time. But that would make sense, because here it is. Every time I try to walk forward, I've seen so many people hack into my account and either erase everything that I have trying to move forward or just shut my email address down. So here I am trying to get some help with a cybercrime. Like, nah, this ain't right. This is terrorism. But as I go to the local FBI, I'm trying to get some help for cybercrime. I'm trying to get some help for a white-collar crime, because nobody will help me. Well, while nobody will help me, they're sitting back knowing that I'm being sexually exploited. But I'm being put on this terrorist watch list like I'm a terrorist, but they're exploiting me? That's a problem. Once again, here I go again. I know nothing about no human trafficking. I didn't know I was being sexually exploited. But I'm still trying to focus on being illegally evicted. I'm trying to walk this straight path. But it just seems like I can't get this enemy off my back. Like everybody is purposely trying to make me fall. Or they're purposely, I mean, they're not helping me in any way, shape, or form. I tried to petition the government. Nope, you can't do that. I'm telling them, wait a minute. Equal protection in laws, civil rights, or discrimination in civil rights is prohibited. I'm pretty much begging these people for help, begging them and begging them and begging them. Nobody, not one person in this town will help me. No matter how many times I'm standing up saying the law, the law, the law, I still can't get no help. So I tried to go, you know, above and beyond. When I'm not getting no help at a local level, let me go to the state. When I'm not getting no help at the state level, let me try to go to a federal level. No, I didn't know that I was put on no watch list, but I was put on a watch list for somebody else's benefit. So here, someone is making money off exploiting me. Continuously has made nothing but money off exploiting me. And I have no clue. I left the state of New York because I felt like I wasn't getting no help. Because no matter where I turn, I'm trying to get help with fraud, forgery, terrorism, cybercrime, white collar crime. Every single thing that I'm trying to get help with, I can't get help with. Because of corrupt activities in local, state, or hey, even federal government. They told me it sounded like a local problem. Well, even as it sounds like a local problem, locally, nobody wanted to help me. But with these terrorist watch lists, it turns the world against you. But just because the world has been turned against me, what does that have to do with me being sexually exploited? Not only was I being sexually exploited, but then they want to act like I suffer from some mental health disorder because they got power on their side. So many people has been able to get away with this. How do you sit back and know? You sit back and accept the money. You sit back and do everything that you do. And you do it because of your error and greed. Because you're greedy. All you care about is money. You don't care about somebody else's life. That's exactly why I was told. I mean, someone was trying to kill me the legal way. So here it is. I'm trying to get away from somebody else. Trying to hurt me. But I'm reaching out for help. But I can't get no help. Why can't I get no help? Because gang stalking is seen as entertainment. It's a joke. It's seen as reality TV, a joke to be played with somebody else's life. So here, even like, I guess, with the Patriot Act, it's basically stating that war is able to be done on citizens. But even though citizens are at war, we can't even remain to have our privacy. Like, I have to be exploited either way. The goal of these games, I mean, you turn society on the victim. The victim stays isolated. The constant harassment, electronic harassment, the 24-hour surveillance, the physical pain. And it, I mean, destroys your reputation and your believability. You have no credibility because everybody else is playing a game with your life. There's a lot of people in this world that are targeted, though. I get the targeting, but why do I have to be sexually exploited, though? Why do I have to be kept in slavery? All while everybody else is out living their life, doing as they want to do. But they're dictating my life for me while trying to kill me the legal way. And as I try to reach out for help, there's no one there to help me because of corruption. And because everybody keeps seeming to be paid off. So I've already been given a corrupt or ignorant doctor diagnosis. I've already been going through the smear campaigns, the social exclusion, the blacklisting, the workplace mobbing. No matter where I seem to go, yes, everybody keeps participating in this game, but anytime that I've tried to get help with this game, I'm running around talking about terrorism, but I'm the one looking like the terrorist. Because I'm put on a terrorist watch list. What? While other people profit money off of me for sexually exploiting me. Great. So I'm like, all right, so I don't have no problem, you know, staying at no homeless shelter, starting over. Because just because I'm on a watch list, that has something to do with surveillance. That's got something to do with, you know, just targeting, electronic harassment. That's the government, maybe, whatever. But what does that have to do with sexual exploitation? What does that have to do with human trafficking? But here's the crazy part, too. Because of the human trafficking, because of the corruption, it's like nobody wants to help you. You have organizations pulling, I mean, they want their money because of the targeting program. They want their money the best way they can get it. Nobody, not one person will say nothing, but they all participate. They all profit. So I was saying, like, from, you know, like, day one, if I'm gonna die, someone wouldn't want to die knowing the truth? Or who is it for someone else to dictate that someone else should die? Is that what our government's doing? Our government dictates death for us in a secret way? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. You know, because of these government watch lists, whoever put me on this watch list, no matter where I seem to go, you know, number one, I'm already flagged. I come up flagged. Everybody already knows who I am. But just because everybody knows who I am, I've never been under no mind control, no brainwashing. I've just constantly felt trapped. While I felt trapped, why is this okay? Is this okay because somebody else has the power and the authority behind them? So basically what our government is saying, it's okay to traffic in another person. Let's see, I mean, at the highest levels of government, they're making money off of it too. They make money off me being exploited. So, I mean, everybody just keeps putting money in their pocket. And while I could care less about no money, all I want is a place to live. But I can't seem to get that. Because, I mean, the homeless shelter want to act funny. Domestic violence shelter want to act funny. But no matter what, I mean, so here it is. No matter how many times I've been hit and kicked and punched, when you have power behind you, when you're king, you can do whatever you want to do. And if a person is trying to get out of the situation, like, nah, this ain't true, this ain't right. There's no one out there to help them. All because of the power behind somebody else. What makes somebody else different? Other than me. So when I say, like, no domestic violence, I already knew that when I was in the state of New York. So you mean to tell me that in the state of New York, when I was asking for a order of protection because I felt like he was trying to kill me, I couldn't get one, but I was being sexually exploited at the same time. And while they're sitting back enjoying the entertainment, I'm just stuck. Oh. And boy, have they tried to do anything. I mean, they've already put me in jail. I've been set up 1, 2, 3 times. Said that I have a health disorder. All while they continue to do all their dirt that they're doing. They're sexually exploiting me and making money behind this. And doing whatever it is they want to do and getting away with whatever it is that they want to do. Why? Because you're king? So, where's my choices? Is that what the government dictated for me? That's what I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out, did the government dictate? My life, and you know how the game goes. The goal of the game is death. And while the goal of the game is death, so many people know that, said that. And not only did I try to get away from this person, but everybody wants to keep me in the same situation. And what my life is just not only a joke, but the rest of the world goes along with trafficking in a person and profiting off of it. This one gentleman said to me, he said, don't ever give up, because eventually you'll win. Well, you know what? My win needs to come.